Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, thinking back on it, we should have polled all of the listeners who are Galentine's Day. I think they would have been a good the show.
Yeah.
And they would have been spot on, as opposed to people in this building who do not listen to our show at all and don't really know us,
no.
I feel
you
like.
You know, I try to pick people who I feel like would. I don't just, you know.
You don't willy-nilly it, yeah. Do you, Paige?
No, I. It's a thoughtful process.
Paige is with us, and she's from our events and experiences office, which Tim came back in just visiting the events and experiences office and talked about how serene it is back there where all you ladies work.
Yeah, I don't know. The Zenden. That's what they call it.
I can't put my finger on it, but it's great.
And there's lotions that are available.
I moisturized my hands.
What did Tim do? Who on the show is most likely to
take off the entire lid to the lotion bottle?
Instead of just squeezing it out?
I don't know how lotion works. I'm not a lotion guy.
You're starting to become Hildebrand.
Well, I just don't know much about lotion.
Where do I turn in my winning scratcher ticket?
Even a Hildebrand knows how lotion works.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet that guy's moisturizing all the time.
I know that sounded better in my head.
Yeah. I get it. All right, so Paige.
We also have to say Paige appears courtesy of the Quicksilver headphones.
What, are is they that paying a new sponsor us? On the show?
No.
You got those for free.
Can I borrow these for the gym?
No.
No, they have to stay here, Paige.
Because I broke other people's headphones.
Okay, so Paige has polled our coworkers, and we're going to find out what they think about us. Go ahead, Paige.
All right, so who on the show would most likely take their Valentine's date to White Castle?
Oh, Courtney.
I'd be fine with that.
Lance, too.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. I think it could be me or Courtney.
There's something kitschy and cute about it. Mm-hmm.
I don't qualify because I never have a Valentine's date.
Yeah.
Oh, the tiniest violin.
Lotion, guys. Lotion. It's tough. Well, moisturized hands.
Did you say something about lotion?
Five people said that Kevin would.
Kevin?
No, Red Lobster.
Burger King because it has the play place. Got to think of the kids.
But you're going alone.
He's not even getting a babysitter.
You better believe I'm going alone.
No, you're going
Sarah's
with Sarah.
Not coming with me.
All right.
But three people did say Courtney and two people said Lance.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Nick loves the fish nibblers.
But he won't call them that, right?
He does not like ordering them. Yeah.
Dips them in marinara.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Who on the show would be honest when they're disappointed with their Valentine's Day gift?
Me.
Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney.
Courtney.
I would.
Although I wouldn't. Actually, because it doesn't matter.
Right, that's true.
I don't want to hurt a feeling. No, I wouldn't.
Here's the thing. I think if I really wanted something that badly for Valentine's Day, I would say it. Like, Ryan and I already talked about it. I said, I don't need anything. He's like, this isn't just like a... You're not just setting me up so that everyone's getting these big presents and you're going to be disappointed.
I don't think this question works for anyone on the show.
Well, Jen and Courtney tied 5 each.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm a little disappointed. I ordered Nick a little tiny something. He's not listening. And it still hasn't come in. And it was weeks ago. It's a coffee mug that says...
What happens when you order stuff from China?
I love you more than Michael Scott hates Toby. It's a coffee mug.
That's awesome.
I know. So happy Valentine's Day, Nick. I'll send you the receipt.
Okay, who on the show is most likely to forget about Valentine's Day?
Tim said he didn't realize it until he heard us talking about it.
Yep.
That's true.
Kevin, five votes.
He left a card for his wife early.
Kids get gifts. Hey, man. And if I forget.
Hey, man. Don't call her man.
Hey, man.
Hey, Paige.
Paige.
If I forget, Jimmy the elf is there to remind me.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. Jimmy, our Christmas elf, comes during birthday months. And February is a birthday month
for Kennedy.
He's there right now in his little birthday cake suit.
Jimmy the Elf needs a pay raise. You're working him a
lot. You know what?
Jimmy the Elf was a bad idea.
Kevin is never going to invite us to his house because I'm going straight for Jimmy the Elf. All right. I'm going to take care of business. Who on the show has the highest expectations for Valentine's Day?
That's a good question.
I know I'm going to win this, but it's not true.
It is good.
I think it's
Jen.
Got to be you.
Yeah.
Well, Jen, 8 votes.
Ooh, wow.
But Lance got 2 votes.
High expectations?
Really?
I think that's funnier. What were you expecting, Lance?
Well, he's got the sexy voice. He's
telling you, man, if the key turns, I'm happy.
Wow. I don't know what that...
It's literal.
He wants new locks. All right.
I'm always happy any day that happens.
Who on the show would be most likely to get too intoxicated on a date?
Duh. Kevin. It's me.
I'm Courtney by a landslide.
No kidding. Thank you, babe.
Thanks, babe. Happy Valentine's Day.
You're listening to Courtney and Company on Y98.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!